السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. في درود شريف صلوات على النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Let us all read three times قل هو الله and we pass the thawabs to our marhumin, especially our Mufti Ibrahim Salji Sahib, Damat Barakatum, his wife just passed away last week. And Allah Ta'ala gave her high stages. Somebody saw in a dream that she was in Medina Sharif and she passed away there, and her janazah namaz was made in the haram of Medina, and then she was buried in Baqi. And the reason that Allah gave her this great honor, she passed away here in Durban, Isipingo Beach. The reason Allah gave her this great honor was that the patience she had exercised, she was quite ill with cancer for a number of years. And the other, she did not complain at all, sabr that she made. And the other is that she allowed her husband, Mufti Ibrahim, always to do the khidmat of deen. She never was a hindrance in any way whatsoever. Never asked for attention for herself, for anything. So may Allah Ta'ala grant us all. So let us read three times full work. Make the niyat, inshallah, that you will pass the sawab to all our marhumin, the whole ummah, and from Adam alayhi salatu wasalam till Qiyamah, all the Muslims, Allah pass the sawab to them. And very important also, let this not become a bid'ah. It isn't any sunnah to do individually, we should do it. But sometimes on an occasion like this, but not with the conviction that it is a sunnah or something like that. But regularly, every day, we should make isali sawab for our marhumin, especially our parents, etc. Alhamdulillah, this is our annual jalsa, and we always have a theme for our jalsa. And this year's theme was the deception of following forbidden desires. From Jum'ah, Mufti Ibrahim Salihji Sahib, that is another, what I understand, the great power of his iman. His wife had just passed away a few days ago, but he still came for the jalsa. And then he made the Jummah Bayan also, he made the night Bayan also, and with composure. Not that he was like overtaken with anything. The morning we have our annual jalsa, Madrasa Mashura, he stayed for that also. So, and also when they came, what a sacrifice. He missed the flight, and then they flew on another flight, but they made it on time by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Anyway, so his talk was also very greatly on this deception of our carnal desires. Desires everyone has. And inshallah, after that, the khutbah, which Qari Abdullah Mutara performed Jummah Namaz. Unfortunately, that khutbah, the translation could not take place. But what a great message there was in the khutbah also with regard to our desires. And then all the other bayanat of the students also, all in the same regard. And other ulama also, Maulana Yusuf Sahib, Mufti Yusuf of Hilal Masjid, Durban, Mufti Nazir of Glasgow, and all the other ulama, the students, all the bayans were with regard to this. So with regard to this, a little bit just the summary of it. Desires we all have. And unfortunately, we are all giving preference to the desires of our nafs, our carnal desires. And we find that there are unfortunately a lot of gunas that have become prevalent in the ummah. For example, photography, which is totally haram, which has Hazrat Mufti Mutara Sahib, Damat Barakatum, in his dars, he also had explained. And this is, and also, an announcement is being made. Again, I make an announcement. Please, nobody take any photos whatsoever, whether it is on the phone or the pen or in any way. If anyone does, please delete it and don't take any photos whatsoever. So this has become common in the ummah. So much so that, for example, a great ibadat of qurbani, which is Zulhijjah, a great ibadat. But there also commonly photos are taken of the qurbani taking place, the slaughtering, the thing is videoed, etc. We have a whole 5-liter jar of zamzam water, and we add some urine to it, and we destroy everything. And many other occasions like that. Also, with regard to the day of Eid, both the Eid, many families get together, nothing wrong with that, very good, mashallah. But then, the father, the senior, who insists that all must sit on the table together. There is no parda. And in parda in the family, where Sharia demands parda, father-in-law, for example, brothers-in-law, sisters-in-law, they are supposed to be parda. And when this is not taking place, a lot of fitna is taking place. And there are certain gunas which take place with regard to this. For example, father-in-law and daughter-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law. And this is hurmat-e-musaharat. And this is so haram that nothing can correct it after that. In giving 3 talaq, you can still reconcile again. If that woman marries somebody else, this man can after that marry her again. But in hurmat-e-musahara, there is no way whatsoever. And the consequences are very, very severe. But unfortunately, when us today, this has become common. And we insist the shaking of hands between father-in-law, daughter-in-law, and not only that, hugging also, kissing also, whether it's on the forehead, on the chin, or on the cheeks, whatever. But this also has become common. And this leads to Allahu Akbar. A little bit of desire, and one has touched the other one whom is not allowed to touch, it causes terrible consequences. And our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, used to give a beautiful example that when the electricity department is doing some maintenance work somewhere, they give out a notice from 8 to 6, whatever, this time they will be maintenance, but regard the wires as live all the time. Anytime they can switch it on. So like that, anytime this evil desires can come into us. And just a touch, skin to skin of this, and it will cause terrible consequences. Anyway, that's not ours. So these things. Then, for example, the intermingling of sexes has been made. There are people, ulama, who are writing books and proving that it is permissible that you can mix with one another. Whereas the whole Quran Sharif, the ayat of the Quran Sharif, a hadith, are so explicit on this subject. And it has come in the ummah all along, known in the ummah. So much so that not only the Muslims, but even the non-Muslims used to also exercise parda also. There are many instances of that. So, but unfortunately today, that also. Then the Abrahamic Accord, this whole thing, we, in our innocence, we are making it that it's an occasion for da'wah to give to the non-Muslims da'wah. But really what their objective is, and they are getting us into that, is that that the Jewish religion is the real religion. And all must follow. That is where they want to get to. But وَمَكَرُوا وَمَكَرَ اللَّهُ وَاللَّهُ خَيْرُ الْمَاكِرِ. So we have to be very careful of all our desires. One is our desire. Today, gambling on the phone has become so common. And who, you don't have to go to the casino. Today you don't have to go to a brothel. Everything you get on your phone. And all the evil things that are taking place. And many more things also. So see very carefully that we follow not only the outward, وَذَرُوا ظَاهِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَبَعْطِنَا. Outward gunas also, which are known as gunas. And the hidden gunas also. And the hidden gunas are more severe. Our Shaykh, Rahmatullah Ali, used to say,
One is a person gets a fever, and it's a fever, you know, he's sick. He goes to bed, he goes to doctor, he takes treatment. But one is a hidden fever which is inside the body. And if not taken care of, it leads to TB, tuberculosis. And it will be a destroyer for a person. So these hidden gunas, which we're not recognizing, they are so destructive. And I'm the worst of all without any doubt. And I'm guilty of the worst gunas, no doubt. But it is that does not absolve me of still speaking of what is right. And in my own ears are hearing what I'm saying, I must take a lesson first, and all of us. And in all these matters also, we admit we are human beings. We are not farishtas, angels, malak, and that we don't make gunas. We are not anbiya alayhimu salam, who are masoom. We do make gunas. And those who point out our mistakes that we make, and with regard to who we associate with, who we host, etc., mistakes we also make. And those who point it out, we regard them as our muhsin, that they are our benefactors. They remind us of the errors that we make. And we hope, inshallah, to correct ourselves, and we ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. So for these things to have control over our forbidden desires, there are many institutes, mashallah, which are in place in the ummah. The very first is our makati, where the children learn the basics of deen, and this should be 100% in the ummah. But unfortunately, yeah, the enemy is working 24/7, and we are fast asleep 24/7. They are working, there are so many children in the good communities that are no more attending maktab because of extra mural activities at the school, etc. Tuition, from a small age, little children, they have to go for tuition, no time for maktab ta'aleem. There are now children who are in our community, not in those communities where there aren't maktabs. In our communities where there are makatib, and so many organizations are running so many efforts for makatib. But in these areas, there are children who are grown up, baligh now, but they don't know how to read Quran Sharif. They don't know alif from ba. They haven't learned Quran Sharif. Then the masail of taharat, purity, istinja, wudu, these are all so important. We regard them as elementary, small things. But these are the most important things. How to perform salah, correct salah, etc. All these things. Then we have the tabligh jamaat, Allah give them jazaa khair. The effort they are making, and the inroads they are making, and where they are reaching throughout the world. And reports from jamaats also, local brothers also, they say that where those people associated with, like for example, in our country, Wifaqul Ulama. Everywhere there are ulama who are trying to stay on the haq. We don't claim that we are the Ahle haq. We are trying. Who are associated with them, they have got some relevance to deen. Otherwise, in places where there aren't those institutions in place, people are washed away. The TV, the cell phone, and as mashallah some of our friends call it, the hell phone. How it is destroying us, and how good people have been taken into destruction. And the very important thing also is that our akhirah we keep in mind. This dunya is not our object. Our nafs and carnal desires are not our object. Allah is our object. The pleasure of Allah, to please Allah. Imam Shafi'i, rahmatullah alayhi, says, this worldly life is like one moment. And life of Akhirah is forever and ever and ever. It's a reality. And Allah said, gunas, sins, which Allah take us to task for, in this dunya also, Allah protect us all. Allah forgive us all. And then if it's in the qabr, and if Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Today gunas have been made so common, the zahiri guna. Then the batini is even that which we, people of Uloom also don't understand. I don't understand them. I can't claim at all. And the worst, that they have destroyed us completely. And if a person has to go in the qabr without iman, forever and ever and ever. And how many ayat of the Quran Sharif explain what the azab of the qabr and akhirat will be. A hadith is more explanatory what it will be. So let us be concerned. So that the makatib, then our tabligh jamaat, which works and works across the board, let us affiliate, associate, support them. Then comes our Darul Uloom, which mashallah, as today, how many, yes, last night was Darul Uloom Zakaria, the graduation, Isipingo Beach, Ambedkar, Newcastle, how many other Darul Ulooms, mashallah, throughout the world, how many students are graduating. And as we will notice, and the others last night also, the Qurra, etc., how many from which parts of the world Allah is sending them here to South Africa? Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to say, it seems Allah's focus is on the South, that is here. And from here, Jamaats that are going out, the Darul Ulooms, the work, and from throughout the world, China, from their students are coming, Tajikistan, Kyrgyzstan, all those places which we didn't hear, Allah is sending the students. And they are learning, and they are dedicated, and they go back and they are doing fantastic work. Last yesterday after Asr, we had with our old students a meeting, you know, which we have every year, that what work are you people doing, kar guzari, reports of what work. So mashallah, how lot in the local indigenous people, what work is taking place also. And all this, all of us got to share, those who are taking part. And then is the khanqah, where the fatwa effort is made to join with Allah tabaraka ta'ala, that the akhirat becomes the object, that ilm becomes amal. The jazm doesn't remain ilm, but it becomes amal also. And for that, mashallah, all these, the parents of the students and the associates of the students who are graduating, who are sitting here, what sacrifices you people have made. You have come from where and where. How many from overseas? How many with the mothers also, they are here. And they have to witness this great occasion. May Allah tabaraka ta'ala accept from everyone. And may Allah let all this increase all the time. For that, we should also to protect ourselves and try and support all these institutions. Just a little bit, I'll try and read out from here. Producing one alim is getting maximum return on one's investment. How, in which way? Invest your moral, financial support, etc. for the sake of Allah. It is narrated that everything makes dua for the alim and the talib ilm, the student of deen. Because ilm and amal become alive. And that is what is required. Ilm is the imam of amal, due to which goodness and blessings come alive in the dunya. Making an intention, to do good brings 100% sawab. It comes in the hadith sharif, you intend to do something, you get the full sawab. On doing the action, it is multiplied by 10 minimum, which equals 1000%. Depending on one's sincerity, this is increased up to 700 times, which equals 700,000 times. Wallahu yudha'ifu limen yasha'. And for whom Allah wishes, and according to the intention, it is even more. This is only on giving, contributing. Thereafter, if one alim is produced, what are the sawabs? He in turn teaches about 30 students a year, per year, for 30, 40, 50 years, from there, how many others become alims also? Huffaz, and the cycle carries on. So, we will go to our Qadr and Sawab will keep on accruing to us where we will need it the most. We made this investment here. One student we sponsored to become an Ali. One Ustad we will sponsor to teach the student. We will go to our Qadr and that Sawab will carry on and on. Contribute on behalf of our marhumin. They start getting the sawabs immediately. A wonderful instance, there is a time of Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, of a child that just read, the ustad told him, Iqra bismillah, read, parho beta, bismillah, read bismillah, bismillahirrahmanirrahim. He read that, and the father who had passed away before was in the qabr, he was in severe azab. Allah changed it immediately and put him into Jannah. He didn't start read alif of the takhti. Just the ustad told him, start reading. Such are the great rewards of this. So inshallah, let us all try and contribute here also to the madrasa. Many people are contributing for a ustad, for students, and whatever we can try, we make. The most important is dua. And the real doer of things is none other than Allah. And alhamdulillah, madaris are running for so many years, every year. Our masajid, our makatib, everything. Make dua, Allah Ta'ala keeps it like that. And the effort from our side, as far as asbab is concerned, means are concerned, let us all see what we can contribute, inshallah, and take part in this great and honorable work. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and may Allah accept. There are still many more things which are not said. May Allah put it into our hearts. Whatever mistakes have been made, may Allah forgive them and correct them and accept from everyone, the students who are completing, their parents, the mothers, the fathers, they make great sacrifices. Those who have come, the asatiza, the people who are contributing, who are giving us good advice, where we err, where we make mistakes, they bring it to our notice. We appreciate it. Because we care. Your nose is directly under your eyes, but you can't see your nose. And if there's some dirt in the nose, everyone else can see it, but you can't see it yourself. So those who bring it to our notice, we appreciate it, and we make dua for them. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala guide us all to righteousness, forgive us, protect our iman, which is the most important thing. And then keep us with iman, and in the, let us die with iman, and be raised up on the day of Qiyamah with iman. And may Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, after that salah, namaz, which is so important, make us all regular on our salah also. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله.